Well, hello. I just found your Women's Empowerment channel, and I've listened to your episodes, your podcast, and I can say I have enjoyed them. I haven't started recording yet. I am a bit hesitant. I guess that first one just kind of gives us all the jitters, but I do want to thank you for the encouragement, and I've listened to your episodes. I'm enjoying them, and I'm going to keep on following. Thanks so much.
Good morning, beautiful ladies. How are y'all doing out there? Oh my God, it's been since February 13th since I've been able to come and record. And when I say I truly, truly miss you guys, I truly miss you guys. I want to give a shout out and say thank you to the beautiful woman that sent me the voice message back in February that I'm just now receiving, which is crazy. But like I said, I haven't been able to record since February. So I was surprised when I got the message, and I just want to say thank you because you really, really made my day. You really, truly made my day. And what I would suggest and highly suggest to you is go ahead and start that channel, girl. Go ahead. I'm telling you, it'll be the best thing one of the best things that you could ever do. I remember on my last segment that I mentioned I would be talking about growth and discovery. And I really don't have much time today. I've got a hair appointment in about 30 minutes and work literally right after. So I'm just going to get right into it. Now, when it comes to growth, I can honestly say that I have grown so much in these past 3 years that sometimes it shocks me, like it scares me, but not in a bad way, just in a good way. And I have a hard time trying to express myself. In a way that I know that I can. So that's like part of the reason why I created this channel, so that I'm able to freely express myself. And when I say that, it's just more of I'm a very blunt person. So if you want to know the truth, then ask me. If you don't, just save yourself the trouble. And I'm just being honest because I can be a little like straightforward, and a lot of people view that as like negativity. But how I grew up and the things that I have encountered in my life, like I've had to go through some of the worst things, so therefore, like, it's made me and molded me and shaped me into this strong individual that I'm not afraid of. I'm proud to say that, you know what I'm saying, I have conquered things, and I've been able to get through things. But that's because I have a strong personality. I believe what I believe, and I stick to what I believe. So with that being said, I used to feel like at the end of the day that I was just stuck in one spot. But that's because I didn't know how to really express myself. So I started expressing myself by doing the wrong things. And, you know, we all have to go through trial and error in life to really understand. And I'm only 26, but in these 26 years of living, baby, I would have so many stories to tell that I do not have time to do right now. So at this point in my life, I'm able to endure things and find like the positive, just find positive things and positivity out of, you know, the negativity, if that makes sense. I strive every day to not become a perfect person, but to become a better version of myself. I really do believe that every day there's something new to learn, and I am all for learning. Like, I love to learn. I love learning new things. I love, you know, reading upon things and just gaining knowledge. Like, I love learning. Like, I really do. And there's not many people who are willing to just be honest with themselves and realize that we don't, even at 50 years old, we don't know everything. You know what I mean? you constantly learn and you discover new things in life every day. And that's where I am in life. And it's been hard to try to surround myself with like-minded individuals who really understand and really get, you know what I mean? Who really understand and really get it. So I really am thankful for the ones that I do come across that are genuine.
I always used to say, even before I even knew what I was talking about, that the truth hurts. And in today's society, it definitely does. And I say all that to say this because in this generation, a lot of people are out of touch with reality. And that, to me, that is, like, so important to mention because, you know, like I said, society does not recognize real. Like, if you real, I'm going to just put it like this. And y'all are going to understand where I'm coming from without having to say too much. But if you real, you don't get a lot of likes. But the moment something embarrassing or disgrace to your character happens, there go the likes. And that's all I'm going to say. So my stepdad was with my mother. I used to think he was being, like, so negative and just so mean. I'm not going to say negative. I'm just going to say mean. And he was mean, but in the same token, I truly thank him because it has taught me to be a hard ass. You feel me? Like I'm just gonna be real with y'all. You know, and seriously though, like you gotta take life as it comes. Like nothing is sugar-coated, nothing sweet, like none of that. It's just real life. And what I'm coming to, the conclusions that I'm coming to is that it's life. You just got to take it, suck it up, and move forward. Like, don't just stay stuck on, you know what I'm saying? So if somebody said something to you that you did not, you know that, like, if you got some sense in your head, you know that deep down it's good for you what they're saying. But you just don't want to hear it because it's not what you want to hear. Well, I'm not that type of person that likes for people to tell me what I want to hear. Like, be real. Tell me what it is. And then let me make that decision. Like, if I want to continue talking to you, like if we're having a conversation, or if I want to move on, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't just be real. Just be open and say what you mean and mean what you say. So, I'm going to wrap this up because I am almost to the hair salon. So I'm going to wrap this up and just know I'll be back. I'll be back in a few days. All right. I love y'all ladies and have a great productive day and a happy Friday and a great weekend.